I went to New York City Public School, a regular resource room, and I had a resource teacher who was knowledgeable in the skills of blindness. And she taught me Braille, and she taught me how to type. I was able to type by the time I was 9 years old. And she had a large globe of the world. It was built, made, I believe, by the American Printing House for the Blind. The oceans were smooth. The land masses were roughed in and raised. The mountains were raised even higher. And I remember I got a kick of running my fingernail through the Panama Canal. And I learned the skills of blindness in her room. But for the regular classroom, I went to my spelling class or arithmetic class or geography class or history class together with all the sighted kids. And when I was in the third grade, I was too dumb to know that if you're blind, you're supposed to read slower, so I didn't read slower. And today, unfortunately, they call integrated education integrated, but the kid is not in his class, he's in a separate room, and he's surrounded by computers and tape recorders and other kinds of equipment, and you might mistake him for Captain Video. I don't know if you remember Captain Video, one of the comic characters that was popular when I was a kid. And but I actually spent the classroom time with my peers, with my students, in their classroom with their teacher. And I only went back when the subject matter was purely visual, like penmanship, art, things of that kind. And that's where I learned my skills of Braille. When I graduated public school, I went to high school, and that was at Evander Childs High School in the Bronx. And I also had there a very good resource teacher, knowledgeable in the skills of blindness. And when he was not doing resource teaching to blind kids, he was teaching mathematics. And he instilled in me a love of mathematics, which I have always had. Maybe I had it even before I met him. But I always was interested in mathematics. As a matter of fact, I had a chum, a little boy my age, and he was one grade behind me in school. And whatever I learned in algebra, I taught him. So that when it was his turn to enter high school, and they wanted him to take algebra, he demurred. He said, "I already know it." And they tested him and gave him a test, and he passed the test, and he didn't have to take algebra. Maybe that was the incidence of advanced placement, I don't know.